Welcome. I'm Mark Berkler, and I'm here to interview April, who attended our Prophetic Healing Protocol Seminar in Pennsylvania, yes, in February 16th, 17th, 18th, 18th, or February. Is that what were those the dates, right? 16th through
16 and
18th.
17.
Yeah. And April, you drove a long ways to get there, I believe.
Was worth it.
You live in Georgetown, New York, right?
Correct.
So it's about a five and a half hour drive over. So you really cared. April, you work with Healing Rooms, and you and your husband are co-directors of the Healing Rooms in your county,
Correct.
right?
Yes.
And you're
Yes.
south of Syracuse, New York. Is that correct? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, April, it's a thrill to interview you. Thank you for coming just to share your testimony of what God did over that weekend. So I know we journaled quite a few times. I would teach a little while and we journal, and I just love it if you want to share some of the different journal entries that God gave to you and how that spoke to you and how that built things within you. Let us know what happened over the course of the weekend in your life, okay?
I'll be happy to. I considered the journal entry time. They were like stepping stones to healing. It was like that. The more healing each time we journaled and we're in the presence of the Lord brought a greater revelation and a greater healing. And so I wrote down some of the questions from each of the five journal entries, and then what my response or the Lord's response was. And the first one was, what would you speak to me about healing? And what I saw a picture of a flowing crimson stream, and that the Lord was saying that healing is for today, that it flows, that it's never stopped, that it's available, and that the sickness was a mindset. And the reason that was significant for me is actually been 22 years ago that we had a baby girl that died. And I did all the right prayers, the confessions, and then when she passed away, that caused great confusion. So the next journaling time, it was what's the confession concerning health and healing? And then I saw a inner core, but it was a black outline. And what the Lord was saying to me there is that grief had me stuck, and that God spoke to me to trust me, to trust Him. So then the third stepping stone was alignment. Is there anything blocking His flow? And what is my part? What am I supposed to do about it? And then I had a vision that I was kneeling before my daughter's image. And God was speaking to me to get rid of the image. And I didn't really want to leave. but I saw a crack form in the foundation in the blocks that made the wall, and a light broke through. And I looked behind me and I saw an open wall, an opening in the wall, and Jesus was standing there. And I had a choice to make between grief or Him, or and I got up and turned, and as I chose Christ, and left grief behind. And it was in that moment that He took off the grave cloths, that He removed the sackcloth, and the next was to remove blockages to your anointing. And I just saw the sackcloth replaced with the garment of praise. And in that moment, Jesus and I were celebrating and dancing a dance of freedom.
Wow.
And then the fifth one was a scene where I needed to forgive myself. And in that picture, I could see my arms were empty, and that my prayers had failed because my daughter had died.
Right.
And just so distraught, and I could just see myself with my head bowed, just full of great sorrow. And then I saw the Lord step in, and He took His hand and lifted my head. And that as he lifted my head, that all the emotions of sorrow and grief and the heaviness, they just all left in that moment.
Wow.
Yes.
So it
So it
was
was.
a series of divine encounters that brought increased freedom. Each one stepped you into a new level of freedom.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so
Yes.
thrilled that God brought freedom into your life from something that had been there for a number of years, obviously. Yeah. But did you cover all the journal entries, or did that cut you off?
No, he didn't cut me off. Just one thing that within the in the room that where we met, where you did the seminar, there was a nursery off to the side where we were sitting. And when I walked into the nursery after the Lord had taken me across each of these stones, I saw in a vision of just a fountain springing up of a
Wow.
fountain. Yes.
Praise God. So the
Yes.
fountain of life, drinking from the fountain of life.
Yes, no longer death.
No longer death. The river that flows from the throne of God, he calls it a fountain of life in the Old Testament. Beautiful. Thank you. So then you went back to your church the following Sunday. You shared your testimony. Things happened there too. You want to share what
Oh,
happened there?
I'd love to. When the seminar was scheduled on February 16th, and that's when the Lord showed me to take it down to that grief was killing me. And this was the testimony that I shared at church that following Sunday. And then on the 17th, God removed the sackcloth, the grave clothes, and the grief fell away. And that, but the thing that wasn't written in the seminar, but God wrote it, was the 18th was our baby girl's birthday. And that
Wow.
I woke up that morning happy. I woke up that morning without grief.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And so I shared that testimony at church, like I said, on the following Sunday. And I just really felt that there was someone within the congregation that just the Lord was kind of tugging, the Holy Spirit was kind of tugging on them. And I was just praying for them that they wouldn't leave there without prayer. And at the very end of the service, even before the service was over, this young lady just got up out of her seat and came running to me. And myself and the altar ministry team, the prayer team, prayed for her, and she left grief free.
Praise God. So it kept spreading. The testimony of your healing spread to another lady. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, that is wonderful. And I understand that you're now trying to see if you can bring the Prophetic Healing Protocol Seminar into New York State, maybe this
Yes,
summer sometime
in August.
in August. Yep. Trying to nail a date down there with several different churches in the healing rooms, different group leaders from the healing rooms are around that area.
Yeah, looking
So,
forward
yeah, I
to
look forward to it too. It'll be a wonderful time to get together again and let the
it.
Lord take us to another level. Yeah. So,
Wonderful.
April, did we cover everything that we should about the weekend, about your life? Is there anything we missed?
Just that my husband and I both agreed that our time within that seminar was life-changing.
Wow. Well, that's a nice testimony. That's a nice testimony. And like you say, we journal together, well, at least five different times that weekend. And God
Yes.
spoke each time, and God released a layer after layer after layer of life. So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's
Had you
amazing.
done two-way journaling like that before, or was that a little bit new for you? I have never asked you that.
No, I've done it before. Actually, quite a few years ago, we attended a Hearing God seminar. You're hearing the Voice of God seminar, and we actually hosted that within our home,
Okay.
and it was greatly impactful. So,
Okay. All right. Good. So it's just a continuation of a skill that you've had for years and just
yes.
applied to healing of this particular wound in your heart. So, well, God is good. God is very, very, very good. So I'm so glad that He's healed this wound in your heart. I'm So glad that peace is there and joy is there, and that's now
Yes.
behind you, and you can pass that healing on to others, and you already are passing that healing on to others. So bless you for doing that. And I look forward to seeing you in August again, and we'll do the seminar again with a new group of people, all right?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, God bless. We'll
God
see you
bless you.
later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.